I think most folks here will remember that we inaugurated about a year ago a practice of honoring non-politicians, people who have contributed to the greatness of Indiana in other walks of life on this wall behind. And today we're going to honor one of our greatest heroes ever by hanging the portrait of Colonel Weir Cook here, where it will enjoy a long run, and I'll look forward to telling visitors about this outstanding figure in Indiana history, one of the genuine pioneers of aviation, Indiana's first ace in World War I, card-carrying member of the golden era of aviation, friends with people like Amelia Earhart and Charles Lindbergh and Eddie Rickenbacker, and he was every bit the legend that any of them was. And then probably the thing most moving and impressive to me is at the age of 50, he re-enlisted in order to serve the country in World War II and ultimately gave his life in the Pacific Theater. But he said at the time he would feel like a traitor to his country if he didn't offer his services. And he did so at an age well beyond most people who served and well beyond the age of which he could have been expected to go to duty. So, of course, our airport was named for him here for a very long time, which I thought was very appropriate, but we need to honor him and his memory in other ways now, and that's what today's a little bit about. We have four granddaughters and two grandsons, I guess, with us here, most from the Hancock County area where he grew up, but Maureen Pinnock, Dorothy Mann, Margaret Locke, and Kathy Folk, Tom Cook, and Weir Cook, the third, I guess, that's where the trip comes from, Trip Cook, here, as well as the latest generation. Madeline's here, and Catherine's here, and some adorable great-great-grandchildren. Is that where we are? But I want to thank very much leadership of Indiana's veterans. It was at meetings about veterans issues and how we might improve, as we are seeking to in this General Assembly, improve the treatment of those in uniform today and those who have served before. Some of our benefits, some of our tax treatment has slipped badly out of date. I've asked the General Assembly to help us modernize that. But it was at some of those meetings where the idea of honoring Colonel Cook came up, and I want to pay tribute to the many veterans groups here for this excellent idea. And so now if I can ask a couple of our friends, Andrew, I guess, and to lead the, they've rehearsed this carefully. Big portrait, but that seems to fit to me. He was larger than life, right? Mm-hmm. Up on the right side. Does that look good? Are you okay?
He's okay. Yeah,
he's fine. Kathy Brody is also here, and she founded a museum in Colonel Cook's honor, which is now housed in a restored elementary school.
It's 1906.
A 1904 vintage elementary school in Hancock County. I hope maybe today's little event will inspire a few citizens, maybe school children, to go learn a little bit about this great, great man of whom we're so proud. Who'd like to speak? I know you're the most important, but they may.
They won't let me, so.
Well, go ahead, feel free.
Kathy should, really?
All right. Speaker.
Well, maybe, okay.
You share it with me.
Christie's working.
Since you have the name, since you're the namesake, Ware, you better step up too.
Makes me feel like I'm standing beside Ware Cook. This is one of the greatest experiences that I ever imagined. It was kind of a surprise when I got the phone call stating that this was going to happen. Like the governor said, I'm building a home in a 1950 gymnasium, and it also has a 1904 building attached to it, and that's where I'm going to build the Ware Cook Museum. We've already got commitments from some elementary schools to come and make field trips out of it. So this is just gets the excitement going to where I just don't want to